This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you or your kid are applying to college, you know what's important. Grades, extracurricular activities, maybe a killer essay. But what if the decision came down to how much money your family makes? This week, George Washington University's student newspaper uncovered that the school has put hundreds of undergraduate applicants on the wait list each year because they can't pay GW's tuition. GW previously stated that it was need blind. In other words, they weren't supposed to look at whether you could pay when they looked at your application. Yeah, not so much. And they're not the only ones. Sarah McCammon looks at how so-called need blind policies are shifting.
In a perfect world, colleges would accept the best students and then figure out how to pay for their education.
That's the gold standard.
Barmak Nasirian is a policy analyst with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities.
That's the idealized state of affairs where the admissions office doesn't know whether you're a millionaire or you happen to come from a low-income background.
But with less public funding for higher ed and more students needing financial aid, not all institutions can afford to be so idealistic. Joyce Smith is CEO of the National Association for College Admission Counseling. She says more universities now have to look at students' ability to pay.
It would be foolhardy not to.
But she says colleges shouldn't encourage a bunch of applications they know they won't accept.
You have to be transparent in your admission approach.
Barmak Nasirian says colleges might also want to tout need-blind policies because they bring in more applicants. And since most of those students will inevitably get rejected, it makes the school appear more selective.
A lot of this stuff is because of the pressure cooker environment that various ranking schemes have created, where institutions are in this perpetual state of competition with each other.
In a statement, George Washington University officials say financial need is taken into account, but only at the very end of the admissions process. But the university is changing how they describe the policy. They're now calling it need-aware instead of need-blind. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.